I've been broadcasting from WLRN in Miami for the primary here in Florida. It's a state that is home to a growing number of people from Latin America, including children who can face a difficult journey to the United States. But what happens when they arrive here? Tim Padgett from Here and Now contributor and our host, WLRN in Miami, has our story.
It's a Saturday night at the Amor Viviente Evangelical Church in North Lauderdale, and it's rockin'. The congregation is mostly Honduran migrants, and in the past couple years, it's grown from fewer than 100 members to more than 300. The Reverend Gabriel Callejas is Amor Viviente's pastor.
The people that is coming here, they need spiritual advices, but they need legal representations, they need help.
That's because a big part of this church's growth stems from the wave of child migrants, more than 60,000 of them, who've traveled to the U.S. from Honduras and Central America in recent years. In many cases, they're trying to reconnect with parents who came here more than a decade ago.
It's like to have a new family. They have to know how to make the new relationship with the kids. They no more kids.
In fact, the daily brutality of life back in Honduras, home to one of the world's highest murder rates, makes those kids seem far older. A 15-year-old named Daniel is one of the teenagers singing at the Amor Viviente service. He asked us not to use his last name because his immigration case is pending. When Daniel was three, his destitute single mother left him with his grandmother in Honduras and came to Florida to find work. Danielle says growing up without her was tough.
The gang that ruled my barrio often beat me up and threatened to kill me. I felt alone.
Danielle's mother, Mirta, had to watch from Florida as the murder rate in Honduras spun out of control. But since she was undocumented, she couldn't go back to Honduras without jeopardizing her return to the U.S.
Emotionally, as a mother, it was killing me knowing the gangs could destroy him.
So 2 summers ago, Mirta sent for Daniel to make the trek through Mexico to the U.S. But when they reunited, Daniel and his mom were utter strangers, and Daniel once again felt like a kid adrift.
It was very hard at first. We had fights about everything. I think I was angry at her, really.
Eventually, Daniel and his mom reconciled. Today, Daniel goes to high school and helps Mirta with her home and office cleaning jobs. Their story is a common one in South Florida today, and often a painful one.
Before, I want to start going into some client stories and talk a little bit more about identifying eligibility for relief among the people in our community.
Few know that better than immigration lawyers at the Mennonite Central Committee, a relief organization that helps migrants. They recently gathered at the Amor Viviente Church.
These young kids, many of them just lived in that violence and they can't verbalize it.
Rachel Diaz is a South Florida MCC attorney.
And the parent doesn't have the capacity to hear it because it compiles guilt on top of guilt and pain.
Worse, there always seems to be the looming specter of yet another separation. One of Diaz's migrant clients is Pablo. That's not his real name. It's what he asked us to call him because his asylum case is pending. Pablo is 18, from rural Honduras. His single father left him with relatives a decade ago and came to Florida.
The money he sent back allowed me to survive. But you need your dad there. You need his advice.
Especially as gangs began to take over his community and murders became commonplace. Pablo says an extortion ring killed his uncle, and when he became a teenager, he says they came for him. So last year, Pablo, too, made the odyssey to the U.S. He now lives with his father, who paints houses in Palm Beach County. His dad asked us not to use his name. He's also undocumented, but he says he's reveling in watching his boy play soccer for the first time.
I lost my chance to be his father. At least now I can be his friend.
But getting an immigration judge to grant Pablo's request for asylum won't be easy. Chances are he could face deportation soon, meaning he and his father may not see each other again for years.
I try not to think about it. I just think about the fact that here with my dad, I can be someone I could never be in Honduras.
That's a reality of this hemisphere's migration maze. Kids like Pablo often see the finish line, only to find themselves back at the starting line. For Here and Now, I'm Tim Padgett in Miami.